BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're not on this week, we're back next week, but here's some good bits from yesteryear.
So Friday, for me, when we did the alternative football coverage on the BBC Red Button, was genuinely terrifying. I was hoping it would be kind of comedy bad and we'd be able to kind of like just loll around. And I thought that I would feel much more in control of it, like I normally do. When I'm on the radio, I've done it for many years.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in control. I felt like I was free-falling on Friday night. I didn't know what to do.
Ah, but that was the difference, because you were having to respond to situations. You know, you obviously can't predict before how the game's going to be. You've just got to talk about what you see.
But I don't know any of the players. I don't know any of the terms. And I'm not very good with analogies.
Whereas for me, this was the biggest opportunity of my life.
But you've listened to football commentators growing up for years. I really haven't.
I have. And so I came into this, I guess, as the expert. in every sense, the best commentator, the best. I mean, really, for me, this was an audition.
Yeah. Is this something you aspire to do? I mean, look at Chappers now, Match of the Day too.
God, yeah.
I mean, he started off on this show.
It's true, that.
And now look. I mean, that's not being rude, but that's not going to go the same way for you if that's the direction you're taking.
Why wouldn't it?
I just don't think it will.
Why is that? That's harsh.
I don't think it will.
Where do you think my life will go?
God, Chris, this is a bit deep for a Monday afternoon.
Never really talked about this, have we?
Well, maybe it's one for later on in the pub.
All right.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah, well, let's do that.
Okay, I'll book you in now. Hang on, I'm writing a diary.
Or we can go to the, why don't we do it tomorrow before tomorrow's alternative commentary?
Do you think that's a good idea?
No?
I don't know. I mean, I know that you like sport, and I do think you were good on Friday night. I just don't know whether it's your true calling in life. I don't know.
Do you know what? I didn't put too much effort into it because I wanted to be natural. I wanted to be professional, but I wanted to be natural. But I did write the opening sort of bit for it.
So let's compare, shall we? So you do, I think, have to make a real effort on the opener. You know, it's the start. It's when people start listening. It's when people start watching.
Exactly.
So here's how they do it on BBC Radio 5 Live, the home of live sport.
They're in the tunnel, and it is a stern-faced Robin van Persie who is at the front of the line for the Dutch and is preparing to lead his players out onto the pitch. We said it yesterday in the build-up, Tony. There can't have been many days in the last 4 years when these Dutch players who were involved in that final in 2010 will not have thought about facing Spain and what they might have done differently. Not often in sport you get the chance to make amends so quickly, and here they get the chance to gain revenge today.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Quite clearly reading it off the page, though.
As opposed to our one.
Good evening, this is the BBC, and you join us in the home of live football, the Scott Mills Show, on BBC Radio 1, this evening on The Red Button, live from Copacabana Beach. We're here to bring you live coverage of the Spain-Netherlands match, a match so hot it's like a Dutch oven in here. But will the pain in Spain fall mainly on the Spain? It's Spain v Netherlands. It's live, and it's on the BBC.
Is that it?
Have
that's
it?
All right, okay.
I think that's great.
I know, maybe I shouldn't have giggled in the background.
I mean, you
can't tell you're reading that, though.
No, I think, exactly, and I think it cheapens what I was trying to do there.
Also, you said that we were live from the beach. We're not. We were in here.
Also, it's Copacabana, isn't
it? Copacabana. What did you say?
I kept calling it Coca-Cabana.
Yeah, no, it's Copacabana, yeah. And strong metaphors, I think. Learn from 5 Live.
Well, recently, Spain's king abdicated his throne. Spain's football side, I'm sure, have no intention of handing over their crown as world champions.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
I wish I'd thought of that.
And topical. But here's what you thought of.
Robin there, unlike Batman and Robin, not the sidekick in this game. He's been the Batman, if you will, of the Holland team.
God. I think we need to. I'm going to try and do some tomorrow when we do Mexico-Brazil, but I am going to write them down.
You're going to write them before?
Of course, because you can't be doing this.
They're just playing with Spain like a dog would with a toy.
Don't make them up on the spot because it doesn't work.
That it can't sort of
control.
I saw a dog recently try and take apart a plastic toy. Couldn't do it. Just sort of started playing around with it. Swings it side to side. It's very much how
the
Netherlands.
We need to get off the air soon.
That dog's called Riley.
He's a family friend.
I didn't know what to say by this point. I was just like, can we just get off air? I mean, it was an exciting game, but I was out.
I think you'd lost interest by then.
A little bit. I was just fascinated to see what people were saying on Twitter, and it was trending number one worldwide for a while. How'd that happen?
Did you like my commentary voice as well?
Very good, yes.
Because you do have to change it ever so slightly for...
But how did that first goal in this game sound on Five Live?
It's going to be a right-footed penalty. Alonso runs up, and it is score! Down low to the left-hand side, and Spain lead the Netherlands in Salvador. It is Spain 1, the Netherlands 0.
And on the red button...
It's gone to the left, and it's in, it's a goal!
Goal! Go, 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 go!
It's a goal.
It's a goal. Alonso there.
Alonso, 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 Alonso.
The goal there, bolus profundus, straight into the back of the net. There we are. So that was the first goal on the BBC red button. It's different, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A guy called Sergio has been on saying, I'm a Portuguese living in the UK, and you, Scott, brought so much luck to Holland the other day. I would like you to also make the alternative commentary today, but with Portugal as your team. Portugal on later, aren't they?
Oh, you're learning so much.
Yeah. I'm more across it than ever, you know. More across it than ever.
We had a crack team here in the studio. We had me and you and a psychic called Dem,
yeah,
who was brilliant, who predicted that Spain would win. Obviously, they went on to lose, but he had some fascinating insights throughout.
He was our kind of... he was our version of Paul the Octopus. I just hooed an octopus.
I thought he was brilliant. I'd never met him before, had you?
No, but I understand he's done kind of mystic stuff for football before.
I wish we could have him in all the time.
Is he on tomorrow night?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, his name's Demian, what a ledge. But he did predict, correctly, something very big to happen in the match at 9:10.
Mm.
There was one thing that I wanted to pick you up on, just a bit of constructive.
Go on, Em.
The of course thing. You said, of course, a lot. Did you notice that?
I understand there were a lot of people playing games along to our commentary. Obviously, it was Friday night, people having a few drinks. And
if you were doing a drinking game to every time you said, of course, then you wouldn't have remembered the second half.
Right.
Can I just prove this point for a minute? So here's Chris on the alternative commentary.
The stadium, of course.
Of course, the Dutch team.
Big shout out to Chris Moyles, of course.
Robin, of course.
Credit's due, of course.
We're watching this on a small screen.
Of course, we're all looking forward to 9:10. Referees, of course, very dramatic. But they're, of course, not that we would promote them, of course. We're watching this here on quite a small screen. A lot of people, of course.
Of course,
we'd like to know what you think we should eat.
Of course, I ate hummus, of course.
The problem is the screen is now so small.
Spain, of course. Scott Mills, of course.
Recent trip to Amsterdam was, of course, when Dennis Bergkamp scored that blinding goal in Euro 96.
Quite a lot.
I will, of course, now take a chili. Of course, we've got a goal celebration. Of course, lots of people. On the small screen that we have here in the studio, it was hard to see. Minding everyone that they can, of course, listen to the alternative commentary. Interesting, of course, that Gary Lineker working for BBC Sport there. Of course.
How many did you think?
It was quite a few, wasn't it?
Yeah, more than you remember?
How many was that? About 10?
26.
26.
You need to lay off that a bit.
I've been told not to mention the fact that we were watching it on a small screen.
It just sounds amateur, Chris. I mean, this is the BBC. Is the match that we did, the alternative commentary, is it still on the BBC Sport website?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why can you watch that?
You can listen back to the whole thing. Quite incredible.
Wow. Yeah, don't mention that it's a small screen. I mean, to be honest, the TV that we were watching on, we were just watching the BBC One. Whatever you were watching on BBC One, we were watching and just saying what we saw. But... our TV would have been smaller than yours,
yeah.
I think. It was tiny. Are we wheeling in a bigger one tomorrow? What, like maybe a 20 each? 20 inch?
Hopefully.
25?
Hopefully we'll be better prepared for tomorrow. Of course it's...
Stop it!
Brazil, Mexico.
They're letting us do it again. Incredible.